Wisconsin has a variety of forests, and each variety has an important role to play. Here in north central Wisconsin, we have a lot of pine forests, hardwoods, some oak forests, swamp conifers, and aspen forests, along with a few other types. Aspen forests are an early successional habitat, which is favorable for many of our game species and non-game wildlife species that call Wisconsin home. Succession is the term we use to describe the changes in land cover over time in a given area. We start with an event that sets back the clock of succession, what we call a natural disturbance. This disturbance might be a tornado, flood, or fire. It might set succession back one generation, taking out trees of all ages, leaving the ground ready to produce new trees. A major disturbance, like a glacier, sets succession back to a bare dirt or even bare mineral soil condition. After a glacier, only small, hardy plants that are well-suited for pioneering and colonizing an area will succeed. Over time, they live and die, reproduce, add nutrients and organic matter to the soil, and other plant species that take longer to travel by seed and need more accommodating soil will move in. Eventually, seeds of shrubs and small trees will travel into the area either by wind or by hitching a ride on a bird or animal, and will have an early successional forest. This is the same thing that happens on a smaller scale in old abandoned farm fields. Early succession trees grow rapidly, have a shorter lifespan, and may have more than one way of reproducing, all of which are quite different from later succession tree species. Take the aspen tree, for example. Aspen trees are dioecious, meaning there are male trees and female trees. Both trees flower in the spring, but the male tree flowers produce pollen, where the females do not. When the pollen is carried from a male flower to a female flower, magic happens and the female tree produces seeds that, when planted, grow into baby aspen trees. The flowering parts of adult trees, called catkins, are popular food for ruffed grouse, turkeys, and other birds. Aspen have a second way of reproducing called suckering. The tree will send out roots that have the ability to produce additional trees that are genetically identical to the parent. This becomes an organism called an aspen clone, and a death or removal of an individual tree or even trees does not kill it. Disturbance of the parent tree increases the suckering activity. If the tree is killed or cut, the root system survives and aggressively produces small trees anywhere within reach. These lush, green-leaved suckers are a great food source for deer and other wildlife. As they grow fast, tall, and thin, so crowded together that a person can't easily walk through them. Birds love these stands because they provide a lot of food, and the heavy cover protects them from predators. You can almost think of aspen like a grass in a pasture or in your yard. The more you harvest, cut, or consume the part above ground, the more root system has to work to regenerate it. If you let your lawn get long enough, it eventually grows seed heads. When we want aspen to stop suckering, stop cloning itself and spreading into the open areas around them, we stop cutting them. If we let the aspen trees mature past 50, 60, maybe even 70 years, they become old and decrepit, and the condition of the organism above and below ground degrades enough that suckering is effectively ended, and the organism potentially dies. So when we see an aspen forest that has been harvested, we call it a young forest, but in fact it may be older underground than many old-growth hardwood trees above ground. Aspen might appear to wink out over the years as climax vegetation, what we used to call old growth, takes over the forest. However, it can persist underground for hundreds to thousands of years, waiting for a disturbance to reset the clock and trigger the pioneering stage of succession again. Striving to make new things familiar and familiar things new, this is the Masked Biologist coming to you from the heart of Wisconsin's Great North Woods.